Several national monuments, including the Ward Theatre, have gained increased attention in recent times as a result of the government's drive to restore heritage sites. Stay tuned to hear about the agency which manages these monuments, ensuring the retention of their cultural and historical value. Since the dawn of the 1900s, there has been talk of establishing an arm of government to preserve and protect sites and structures that play an important role in our birth and development as a nation. Today, well over a century later, the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, JNHT, manages over 30 historic sites.
We declare sites, which is under the legal JNHT Act of 1985. So we declare sites as national monuments and also as protected national heritage.
Acting Executive Director of the JNHT, Doric Gray, he says a site can be registered and protected whether it is on government lands or privately owned. Among the protected sites is the Ward Theatre, which stands in North Parade, gifted to the people of Jamaica in 1912 by Colonel C.J. Ward.
Structures like these want to ensure that at least the structural integrity of the overall building is maintained.
With plans to restore the theatre to full use in August, the JNHT has to be on site to monitor the renovations. And did you know that an entire district can be declared as a heritage site?
We have, for example, Port Royal, Spanish Town, Titchfield, Black River, Falmouth, and these are declared as protected national heritage. So in a way, it is kind of exciting because in protecting this heritage, what we are looking at our people and the people that have passed through in terms of Jamaica from the earliest times until now.
Mr. Gray says no matter the size of the land, it can be declared a heritage site. For example, Pinnacle in Spanish Town, the birthplace of Rastafari. Mr. Gray says sites like these deserve special attention.
When you declare something, it has to be of architectural, aesthetic, archaeological, and so on importance. But what we have done over the years is to shift it to gather even more that invisible side of our heritage that we have not been talking a lot about.
The work of the Trust is based on a desire for posterity, a need to leave tangible history to teach generations to come. In the meantime, work is being undertaken to improve the education of our current population of these locations and monuments.
One of the main thrusts given to us by our Minister of Culture is to ensure that these sites are maintained, to ensure that we have access and our people have access to them. And over the past months, that is what we have been working on, basically, to ensure that these over 30 sites managed by us are maintained at a level where people can visit.
The JNHT is also managing Jamaica's journey to have another historic locale added to the United Nations list of World Heritage Sites.
We have also been charged by our ministry and Minister Olivia Grange to ensure that Port Royal is the next site on the World Heritage List by 2019, because it's a lot of work to be done.
Mr. Gray says much work has to be done, including getting the residents of Port Royal to buy into the mission of having their town designated a World Heritage Site. And plans are underway to commemorate the 325th anniversary of the June 7, 1692 earthquake that destroyed the city. The JNHT will also have a hand in planning those activities.
We have invited a lot of schools, both in Kingston and around. And we have the ODPM helping us with a boat. We'll be having a tour of the museum and the church. And there are even thousands more still there, because a lot of the work that was done underwater is just 1%. We have 13 acres sitting underwater.
Acting Executive Director of the JNHT, Doric Gray. For more information on current projects, tours and activities, or if you know of a historic monument in need of protection, call the Jamaica National Heritage Trust at 922-1287, 922-1288, or 922-3990.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.